Ave Maria.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 23, and it is an exciting day because we are beginning part 3 of the book, The Calls, by Sister Lucia, and she's starting to go into the Ten Commandments.
Sister Lucia writes, "It may possibly occur to someone to ask me, what have the Ten Commandments got to do with the message of Fatima? I answer that they have a great deal to do with it. They are among the chief aims of the message. In fact, Our Lady ended the series of her apparitions in Fatima with these words, 'Do not offend the Lord our God any more, because he is already so much offended.' And previously, on the 13th of July, she had already said, 'In October, I will tell you who I am and what I want.' Thus, what Our Lady wanted, and therefore the main object of the message, was to beg us not to continue to offend our Lord because he was already so deeply offended."
Mm-hmm. And how do we know what offends God? Well, Sister Lucia says, the Ten Commandments.
When we break the Ten Commandments.
That's right, violating one of those. And she also absolutely makes it clear that it's the church that speaks with the authority of Jesus Christ to communicate, to help us understand the mm-hmm. Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. And so she holds both of these, and she says, if we don't want to offend God anymore, we have to be obedient to what God has revealed in his church.
Mm-hmm.
But we got problems with that, don't we? Because none of us like to submit to authority. None of us really like to be told what to do. And when it comes to the teachings of the church, again, Sister Lucia says, they're not optional. We have to follow them if we want to be obedient to God. But what if there's scandals in the church? How should we respond?
Sister Lucia says, and let us not waver or move away from the church when we see imperfections in some of her members, because individually, we are all weak and sinful.
Have you seen the state of the church recently and ask yourself, what's going on? Like, there's scandal. And it would be silly for us to simply ignore that within these videos. There's been serious things that have been done that have been come to light. In one sense, it's hurtful.
Mm-hmm. It's disheartening, discouraging, frustrating.
Embarrassing. And I just don't want to push that to the side and say, hey, if you've seen this, well, if you feel some of those things, I think that's okay to respond that way because some of our leaders have failed us. I want to say, though, I've been traveling for basically 20 years as a full-time Catholic lay evangelist. I've met probably now hundreds of priests through that time. Mm-hmm. And I want to say the vast, vast, overwhelming majority of those in leadership in the church, priests and bishops, are good men. With that being said, a couple evil men can cause a lot of harm. And so what happens is we can look at that and it can really scandalize our faith. How should we respond? Don't let the sin of other people keep you from Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think that's just what it comes down to. We cannot really change what other people have done, but we can change our response. Mm-hmm. And it would be a great error to say, I'm done with the Catholic Church because of this person's sin, this person's sin, this person's sin. Don't let someone else's sin keep you from the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's hard sometimes to accept, especially if we've actually experienced some great injustices as members of the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I have spoken personally with abuse victims. And I've seen firsthand the pain in their eyes. And if you've ever gone through something of that sort, I just want to say I'm so, so, so sorry. And for the rest of us who maybe haven't had that firsthand experience but have heard the stories, I just want to encourage you, don't let the sin of Judas keep you from Peter. Mm-hmm. Because God does not abandon his people. Now, with that said, the scandals of the church can keep us sometimes from trusting the church. But what if we come across something that the church teaches and we don't like it? And we find it very disagreeable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a pretty common experience for most people,
mm-hmm.
except for you.
Well, I was just telling Ken, I'm like, I've never really had any issues. It's just like, tell me what to do and I will gladly follow. Because I believe that the church has laid everything out for our good and to lead us to heaven. And I think if people struggle with believing that, that this is for our own good, then yeah, of course they're going to struggle.
Mm. Okay. See, I've struggled more with this than Janelle, accepting the teaching authority of the church. There was a while back when we had a conversation regarding the church's teaching regarding contraception. See, I grew up in a home where we were faithful Catholics, but I didn't know the church's teaching regarding contraception. I didn't know it was morally wrong. And so it was only in my mid-20s where I realized that for the first time. And I was like, wow, I don't want like a bazillion kids. Like I just thought I was going to take that teaching and set it to the side. And then I discovered this thing. Have you heard of it? The Catechism of the Catholic Church. And I was reading in here, and all of a sudden I came across, again, the teaching about this. And I'm like, wow, I've got a problem. The church is teaching this, but I believe this. So what I decided to do was I decided to discover why the church taught what it taught. And when I decided to do that, I went from being hesitant about what the church taught to appreciating what the church taught and loving what the church taught regarding human sexuality. It was my misconceptions that were the problem, not the church's teaching regarding human sexuality. And I'm so glad that God gave me the grace to do this instead of throwing this aside, because then we met, long story short, got married. I'm working on this talk about the teaching authority of the church, and I asked you this question. What if I wasn't believing what the church taught regarding human sexuality and natural family planning and contraception? And you said,
I wouldn't have married you.
And I was shocked. I'm like, what do you mean you wouldn't have married me?
It still stands.
Well, now it's too late. But anyways, what I realized was, had God not given me the grace to discover the why behind what the church taught, I would have missed out on the greatest blessing in my life. You.
Thank you.
And that's the truth. Such devastating consequences, friends, when we reject the teaching authority of the church and we make up our own way of salvation. And so from this point forward, St. Cilicia is reminding us of the Ten Commandments, what the church teaches, because when we stray from that road, which is the road to heaven, she says, Our Lady says, God is greatly offended. All of this video is basically to the point, is she sets the roadmap now. Ten commandments from this point forward of being obedient to God and conforming our life to His divine law. So that's where we're going over these next videos here.
So let's relate this all back to Our Lady. And when we think of Our Lady, we can think about how docile she was to God and his requests of her. And, you know, she didn't pick things apart or reject certain parts of the call in her life. But she really accepted it and accepted it joyfully. And I think there's so much that we can learn from that. You know, the Ten Commandments are given to us, as Sister Lucia says, as the guide to get us to heaven. And really, that's the ultimate goal in the end, is to get to heaven so that we can be with Jesus, be with Our Lady, and be with, you know, everybody else who's there. So do you think we can ask God for the gift of faith to trust in these teachings, in following His Ten Commandments, so that He is no longer offended by our sin?
So let's ask Our Lady's intercession. The rosary's right up there. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to fatimaconsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.